the drive to create things. You're a writer, a photographer, a musician, a maker. You're ready to make things happen.
But chasing creative isn't always easy. Your time and energy go to your work, your family, and your life. Is it really possible to make space for the creative in your everyday?
Here at the Chasing Creative Podcast, we believe you can. We're talking to everyday creatives who have insights and action steps you can take today to make your creative plans happen.
I'm Ashley Brooks, a freelance writer and editor at Brooks Editorial and work-at-home mom of two who would love to devote more time to creative writing and journaling.
And I'm Abigail Creeves, the writer and photographer behind Inkwells and Images. I'm living my creative life nights and weekends after I get home from a full-time job at an ad agency.
And you're listening to the Chasing Creative Podcast.
Hey everyone, we're back with season two after a nice long summer hiatus. It was lovely and we're glad we took some time off, but we're also so glad to be back in the podcasting seat.
Yeah, and we're actually going to do a mini season for the next few episodes where we'll do quick interviews with a few previous guests who have gone through some big life changes since we last talked to them.
We definitely want to know how those changes have affected their creativity, and we bet you want to know too.
So, welcome to season two of the Chasing Creative Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Chasing Creative. We last heard from Bethany Groh in episode 9, where she shared all about her dreams for an ice cream business and opening up one of her own someday. And she's actually done that. So we invited her back on Chasing Creative to see what was up with her in the last few months since we last chatted. So after spending a few years as a graphic designer and blogger, Bethany has moved into the food world. She graduated from culinary school and has been developing her own ice cream recipes for a small business in Indiana. In her free time, she road trips with her husband, Josh, gets lost in books, cooks new food, and occasionally blogs about her ice cream adventures at her personal blog, BethanyGroh.com. So welcome back, Bethany. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, so you have obviously made some pretty big changes. You know, you're working at a new job. You started your ice cream business, which is super exciting. So why don't you sort of walk us through what all has happened, which is a lot, we know, since the last time we talked.
Yes, it has been a whirlwind year for me. Yeah, there was just kind of this moment earlier in the spring that I was like, you know what, I'm sick of waiting around to start my ice cream business. I was waiting, you know, to see if we were going to stay in this town forever and if I should start my business here or if I should wait until we move to something more permanent. And I just realized I'm sick of waiting. So I decided to start small. And I was just selling ice cream at the farmer's market. So not a huge commitment. I can move. It's not a big deal. And yeah, just went from there. And we had a great summer selling ice cream. We had a great response in this town. It was a lot of fun. And then ice cream season ended. And it was like, well, what next? I don't have the money to start a shop. And we're still not sure what's happening in our future. So I didn't want to commit to anything ginormous. So I was like, well, I guess I need to get a job, you know, go back to normal life. Like, what is this? So thankfully, I met some awesome people in this town, thanks to having my ice cream business, and met somebody that's opened up a bookshop and begged her to hire me because I love books. And that just sounded like the dream job. And so she just opened up shop yesterday. So we had our soft opening and I've been helping her with that. And it's been amazing. And then in the meantime, just developing ice cream recipes and planning for the next farmer's market and seeing what's next.
Oh, that sounds amazing. And I know like one of the concerns you had with opening an ice cream business was how expensive all the equipment was going to be in a shop and renting space. And so it sounds like the compromise of doing it at the farmer's market where like no equipment's needed and you don't have to pay a great big rental fee for a business is kind of the perfect sweet spot. Like no pun intended exactly. There, but I guess it is.
Yes, exactly. It was perfect. Yeah, not a huge financial commitment. I didn't need to buy a ginormous ice cream maker, which would cost so much money. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was affordable. We did spend a good chunk of money, but we'll be making that back with more farmers markets. So it was a good thing to do and the right timing and everything for us. It was good.
Yeah, so we know that success means different things to different people, but we're interested to hear about if you consider your first season of running Companion Ice Cream to be a success, and if you learned any lessons that you would want to share with our listeners from your first summer selling ice cream.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, financially, I don't think it was a big success. This was a completely different business than anything I have ever done. So I don't think I was prepared for all the things that financially go into it and how I should have been pricing and things like that. So we maybe broke even just with ingredients and rent and things like that. So I definitely learned a lot of lessons for next summer. But I think overall it was a success. We met a lot of great people in this town, and there was a huge support. So many people were asking if we were going to open up a permanent location because they love our ice cream and want to have it all the time. And some people told us that we ruined ice cream for them because they couldn't get grocery store ice cream anymore and enjoy it. So, you know, when it comes to things like that, I think it was a big success and I learned a lot. And it was a great first run. I think it was exactly what it needed to be. So, yeah, I'd say it's a success. You know, maybe my accountant wouldn't agree, but, you know, whatever.
I love that, though, because, like, finances are not the only way to measure, like, if something was a success for you or for anything else. And I think that's something that's really hard for us to forget, because that's, like, what's in your bank account is, like, how you measure, like, how you're doing in life half the time. So it's really easy to just get into stuck in that mindset. So I really like that you are focusing on, like, all the things that went well.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I try to focus on. It's a lot more fun than focusing on the money, that's for sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Focusing on the money is never really actually that fun.
No.
So you mentioned you started working at a bookstore, which to Ashley and I is kind of like the dream job, like the literal dream job.
Oh, my gosh, so yes.
You found yourself working there because you met someone through doing ice cream over the summer, which is awesome. You know, networking saves lives sometimes. So are you kind of excited about this new season of life, and is kind of working at a bookstore maybe going to help you kind of get rid of some of that creativity fatigue of making ice cream all the time or dreaming up new flavors?
Oh my gosh, yes. You just like perfectly described what's going on. Yes. It was this summer, as fun as it was also kind of draining. I think creatively and just like running my own business and doing my thing, it was just like, I kind of just wanted to work for somebody else and help somebody else do their thing, and I can take a step back. And so this is perfect because, you know, during the off season when I'm not selling ice cream, I can, you know, let it go and work for somebody else, but still doing something that I love and I care about, for somebody that I love and care about. So I feel like it's still my thing to the point where I love my job, but it's not my thing. I don't have to worry about finances and things like that. And I get to read and sell books all day. So it's amazing.
That sounds like it's really the best of both worlds.
It is.
So what's up next for you, like either with your ice cream business or with just like focusing on just working for somebody else right now, like you said, and not having to worry about it? Like, what are you sort of envisioning for the next year or the next couple months even?
Well, I kind of got caught up in other people's ideas of what I should do during the ice cream season. So many people were so excited and they're like, hey, you should open up a shop. And I know of a place you could do that. And so many people were so helpful and excited for me. And I really got caught up in that. Like, yeah, I should open up a shop. You know, that's great. I'm going to look into that. But once ice cream season ended, I realized like, no, that wasn't really my plan. I was going to start slow and keep things, you know, open-ended to see, you know, where I wanted to go in the future. And so I think right now I'm just trying to, you know, stay back and keep that in mind and keep things small so I have room to figure out what I want to do in my own time. And so, you know, I'm just focusing on what I love and the making ice cream, connecting with people over it, and working at the bookshop. So, I mean, not anything exciting right now. We, you know, are considering all our many options. But I think for the moment, it's the perfect place of just you know, having this dream, but also loving life where it's at right now. So,
yeah, that's a great combination. So I have two questions for you. What was the most popular flavor that you guys served over the summer?
Let's see. I actually, before I started selling ice cream, I would ask people what their favorite kind of ice cream was to kind of, you know, gauge what Indiana's favorite ice cream flavor was. And it seemed to be butter pecan. But I thought that was kind of boring, so I took my own twist on it and did a brown butter-based ice cream, so it kind of has that nutty, rich taste. Mm. And then a pecan toffee that also has chocolate, so it just was crunchy and had the pecan and the butter, but it was just elevated, and people really liked that one. So
that sounds so amazing. And then my next question is, what was like the most unique or unusual flavor? Like any kind of combo you've never seen before?
We actually partnered up with a lady at the farmer's market. She sold in a booth right behind us, and she made a strawberry jalapeno jam that I loved. And she really, she loved my ice cream and wanted to partner up with me somehow using her jams. And I tried that one. And I love having cream cheese with jalapeno jams and like crackers just as a snack. And so when she gave me that jam, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to make a cream cheese ice cream with this strawberry jalapeno swirled in. And it kind of scared some people off, the jalapeno. Some people saw it and they're like, I want the strawberry flavor. Like, are you sure it has jalapeno? Oh, then never mind. I don't want that. But surprisingly, a lot of people really liked it. It was one of those, you know, kind of cult things that some people like are obsessed with it and are always asking when I'm going to bring it back. And other people were like, that was awful. I'd never want to have that again kind of thing. It was really funny, but I really liked it. And my husband, Josh, who loves cream cheese and jalapeno jam, he hated it. So it's kind of up in there.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
But it was a fun one.
Just one of those polarizing things, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I think, like we said last time, we could probably just the three of us talk about ice cream forever.
Good.
Ice cream and books. That would be like all the conversation we three would need.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Books. And I have to know, what have you guys been reading lately?
Oh gosh. Well, Abby just put down, I think, one of the books I recommended to you, didn't you?
I did. So I've been trying to read Jellicoe Road and I cannot get into it. And I don't know if it's like the book itself or just like the part of life I'm in at the moment, but I just cannot like dig in and really enjoy it. And I keep looking at it sitting on my coffee table being like, you know, I should probably read that. And if that's kind of my response to a book at the moment, I'm just like, nope, gonna take it back to the library. I will check it out another time. So
no shame. Yeah. I will admit it's a tough book to get into. So I understand. I'm with you. What have you been reading, Bethany?
I just finished Dark Matter by Blake Crouch. I don't know if you guys have read that one.
I've heard good things about it.
It's a newer one, kind of sci-fi, which I don't normally read. This was one of those ones that a lot of people said, I don't read sci-fi, but I love this. So I was like, all right, give it a try. And yeah, it like blew my mind. After I finished, I was like, Josh, you must read this book right now. Sit down and read it. It just like, it was crazy. So I've been recommending it to everybody, but it's a fun, quick read that's just like makes you really think about life. It's interesting.
Awesome.
I'll have to put that on the list. It sounds good.
Yeah. And what about you, Ashley? Yeah.
I'm reading like 4 books right now, and I'm sort of like inching my way through all of them. I'm trying to think if I have anything like meaningful enough to say about any of them to talk about right now. And I don't think I do. I just like, they're all just kind of okay. Yeah, there's nothing like super fantastic about them. I will say I went to the bookstore today with Hadley to pick out a book, and I was gonna buy Commonwealth, which is Ann Patchett's newest release, because I love pretty much everything she writes. And I looked at it and it was $27 before tax. And I was like, is this the price of a hardcover book these days?
Yeah,
and then
crazy.
I felt so old. I was like, has it been that long since I've bought a hardcover instead of waiting for the paperback or getting it from the library? And so I decided that I was too poor or too cheap to buy it. And I would have to go on the really long wait list at the library like I usually do. So So I can't say anything good or bad about that one because I was cheap and I don't know what, if it's good or not.
I heard a podcast with her reading like the first handful of pages of that book, and now I desperately want to pick it up as well. So I should probably get on the list for that.
I'm sure it's just as good as all her other stuff. She's amazing.
Yeah, it looks so good. And the cover, we have it sitting on our shelf at the bookshop, and I look at it all the time, and I'm like, it looks so good. I want to read it.
Yeah, and for you, too, I bet it just looks like California, doesn't it?
It's true. It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so. It definitely has that vibe. Yep.
Do you have lots of temptation to spend all your money on books now?
Oh, my gosh. It's so bad. And my boss yesterday was just like, if you want to, I can just, like, you know, cut that out of your paycheck. So now it's so easy. I don't even like see a receipt or it come up on my bank account. Like, it's really bad.
That would be very dangerous for me.
It would. Me too.
I might not get paid this month because it'll all just be in books.
You know, that's the paycheck that keeps on giving, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's what I'd spend my money on anyways. So what's the difference?
This is true. Just cut out the middleman.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come back on the show a second time, Bethany, and tell us all about what you've been up to. We really appreciate it. And maybe just take a moment to let everyone know where they can find you and Companion Ice Cream on the internet.
Yeah, I am very active on Instagram, so you can find my personal account at Bethaneat, B-E-T-H-A-N-E-A-T. And Twitter, I'm the same handle. And for Companion, I'm on Instagram at companionicecream.com. Just Companion Ice Cream. But yeah, so ice cream pictures there, and then pictures of books and food on my personal account.
Awesome. Everybody should follow you along there where they will immediately want all the ice cream that they cannot have.
Yes.
Yeah. It's dangerous.
Well, it was great talking to you. Thanks again.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me back. It was great catching up.
Listening to the Chasing Creative podcast. If you like what you heard in this episode, be sure to stop by chasingcreative.com to check out the show notes, catch up on past episodes, and subscribe to the podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you leave us a review on iTunes. You can also join in the creative conversation by tweeting to us at Abigail E. Krebs or at Brooks Editorial, or by using the hashtag ChasingCreative on Twitter and Instagram.
If there's a guest you'd love to hear from on the podcast, or if you have any feedback for us, drop us a line at chasingcreativepodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening. Until next week, go chase your creative.